It's time for The Drive on TSN 1200, sending you home with everything you need to know about sports. Now with Graham Creech, here's Lee Versage.
Oh, good start, Elevator Dave.
Welcome to The Drive here on TSN 1200. It is Lee Versage, Graham Creech at the CTC. Matt Conesvita back at 87 George Street in the market. Hope you're having a good Thursday afternoon. We're with you for 3 hours, and then the pregame show, the Flyers and the Senators. What a day. What a day.
Keep the bed going, Matthew.
I'm already getting my list together.
Sorry, I had to interrupt.
I'm already getting my list together for tomorrow's program.
I have 2 songs that are in the mix to put on the list. Yeah.
But Elevator Dave, here at the CTC, Dave's programming the music today. Dave, as I said to you before, I really like Dave. I want to still like Dave at 5 o'clock today.
I have one guess. I don't know if it's going to be anywhere in the ballpark.
All right.
But I guess that's usually how the guesses go after one song. But my guess would be Tarantino-related.
It's not Tarantino-related. This song is from the final scene of Kill Bill Volume 1. But it's more... It's the vibe of the songs, I think, and the era of the songs. And that you talked about the other day, sending Lee a list of like 20 bands from the 70s. I think we're going earlier than the 70s for a lot of the music today from Elevator Dave. But this is Zamfir, the only pan flute player I've ever heard of. And man,
same.
Can he play those pan flutes? But the song is called Einsamer Hirte, or The Lonely Shepherd. And we're starting with the king of the pan flute, Zamfir, today.
Hello, Matt Conesvita. How are you?
I'm tremendous. Pulled the trigger this morning. Decided I'm going to the Pumpkins. My cousin and I got pre-sale tickets. We're going to be on the floor, general admission. Super, super pumped to see the Pumpkins with my cousin Dan. I cannot wait. He was so integral in shaping my musical tastes in like my early teens, high school years, and the fact that like I first listened to Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, I listened to his copy at the cottage before I went out and bought my own, and to be able to go to a concert again with my cousin Dan, I couldn't say no. So we got our Pumpkins tickets. I am jacked up to work with Coatsy one last time on the Flyers broadcast tonight. He announced his retirement, I think, about a week ago. And so the fact that I get to see him one last time before the end of the season, it'd be great to send off a legend. Well-deserved retirement for Coatsy. And looking forward to a big Sens game seeing Tyler Cleffin. I'm doing terrific, boys. How are you?
Well, just to go back to your Pumpkins, Melancholy, I received that via trade, and I traded Moist Creature.
Ooh.
I won that.
That's
trade,
a good trade. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great trade.
How about everyone can win in that trade?
I think there is a clear winner and a clear loser. And not that it's a loser. Like, I think someone got what they wanted. But
okay, even I can admit, and I was a big Moist David Usher fan.
I know that's why you...
But I can admit on the totality of what one album was and what the other album was, you better be the biggest Moist David Usher fan in the world. But
is this like what the if Erik Karlsson wins a Norris Trophy with the Sharks this year, which it's looking like he probably will, even though the Norris Trophy winner usually makes the playoffs. Is it sort of like the Erik Karlsson trade, where the Sens are still the clear winners? They got Tim Stützle and Josh Norris out of that deal, along with a whole bunch of other pieces, Dylan DeMello. I can't even remember Steve Lloyd has the full trade tree, but you look at Norris
and
Stützle.
Norris and Stützle, yeah.
Exactly. Like, the Sens are the clear winners, but the Sharks have... It's not like Erik Karlsson... I don't know. I feel like it's sort of that lopsided a trade, where Melancholy is the clear winner, but maybe there are some bonuses to the other side, maybe?
No, no, not maybe. You go, yes, there are. Period. Be bold with it, Matt Conesvita. I am very excited about today because it's another all-day ticket giveaway for the Ottawa 67s and the Oshawa Generals. It'll be game two Sunday afternoon at the Slush Puppy Center. We'll give away tickets this hour. We'll give away tickets next hour. We also have some Sens Canes tickets to give away. And I don't know. Today I just woke up, Creature, and was like, you know what? Got a Sens Flyers game today. Got the debut of Tyler Cleven. It's always fun. It's always quite an individual story when it comes to talk around the Senators. Ryan Reynolds in town. I think that is always exciting for people. Then you go over and you go, game one, playoffs, OHL. Let's go. 67s and the Oshawa Generals. And in about 52 minutes, it's opening day for the Toronto Blue Jays against the St. Louis Cardinals. There's a little bit of a something in the air here today. A couple important games, got a debut, playoff games, opening day for the Toronto Blue Jays. So kind of jacked up about today.
Yeah, me too. Big time. Tyler Cleven. That's a special moment. I always love, one of my favorite things is watching guys make their NHL debut because it's an incredible achievement that you can never take away from them no matter what happens in their career. So soak it all in. Looking forward to seeing it and pretty pumped up about 67s in the playoffs. Also happy that opening day is here. I'm not, some people I think view this day as like Christmas. I don't. Like I enjoy baseball. The Jays are my team. I follow them. It's another sport to follow. Pumped about that. But it's not Christmas to me. But I still, it's a sign that spring is here and another team to follow. And we got to figure out if this TV works or not.
Yeah, I think it does because the box looks like it's in a different state than when I saw it last time.
I always assumed it did. But I think you or AJ were complaining that you couldn't watch March Madness.
Yeah, it was me. Well, both of us couldn't watch it because there was something wrong with the box, but the box looks like it's in working order.
Let's go.
As opposed to
some
what
Jays
it looked,
on the background. See if you
like
launched the TV screen on me like you launched my monitor.
Oh,
yesterday.
See, I knew you were going to I flipped the screen a little bit. It wasn't a launch.
Good
Maybe
move,
we should
though.
Switch seats, though. Because I can't see the TV from the seat.
Yeah, you can. You can just pivot your chair.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't be looking at you and paying attention to you.
You can do both things.
Can I, though?
Talented people can't, Lee.
Well, can I?
You're talented.
That's the question.
You're looking sharp today, too. I don't think I can't remember last time I saw you dressed this well.
Can't
think
remember.
You got the fresh haircut, high and tight as well. Looks like you got a fade, too. Can't really tell with the headset on, but...
And how about this? It's a home deal. The haircut.
Oh,
so,
yeah?
Yeah, so... Yeah, it looks like I could be owing some money.
You look like you're about to...
It's a home deal, and it looks good. Well, I think it looks good.
Yeah, no, you look good. You look good. You look like...
I'm just giving credit where credit's due, that the haircut was done at home, and it wasn't done by me. So I thought a fantastic job.
You haven't looked this good since you called games on 22 for 67s. That you're looking good.
Did
you're
you see me
today.
Dance on the news a couple weeks ago?
Yes, that's... I did see that.
Unfortunately, I did too. I saw it in our group text before the news aired, which I was still a little bit murky on. Like,
shout out to Josh Pringle for sending us that.
How did it get there so quickly?
That footage, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. That was the last time I dressed up, and I have not dressed up in a while. But I was told today was a day that, and you mentioned the old 22, there isn't any better, and I'll give him a shout out right now, and I know you will as well. Scotty Tetro's running things from a director point of view for, you know, the big telethon tonight and the games. Scott's been in the business for a long time. He came in as like this fresh-faced kid. Like, he was in his teens. And his dad is a legend in the business, right? And was. And you know, I think of Blair all the time. Got a chance to meet him, like, way, way, way back. knew what kind of kid Scotty was, and Scotty came in to do those 67s games, and we had a really, really good crew. Like, I would call a professional crew on community television, and Scotty came in, and like 2 days in, I actually went up to him and like, can I work for you one day? And he was like 18 years old, but I knew he was so much smarter than everybody else already, and like what his eye was looking for. The guy could direct games on television, and if anybody has ever gone into a production truck, and I know it's not out there for everybody to do, but if you've ever gone into a production truck and tried to understand how difficult that is to be the person telling, okay, you got to get here, you got to get there, get this camera ready, okay, we're going to this camera, and it's just this constant, like, your mind is blown 2 minutes into being into the truck, and you got to get through 3 hours of a hockey game. And always the right shot. And the second you do something wrong, that's what people remember, right? They don't remember the million great shots that you had. They remember the one that you didn't get or something went wrong. And Scotty's doing the game tonight, and he's just an amazing, amazing guy.
You can tell. Very talented. So they're setting up for the telethon.
Yeah.
And you just tell what a crew they have. We have a great relationship with them, and just they treat us so well. And just moving your location for tonight, you and Steve Lloyd, I guess, and to accommodate the telethon, but also, as you said, in case you get in a shot, have to be looking good.
Well, I was
have
told
to be on point.
Told you might be in a shot tonight, especially at the intermission. So I had to put my best wrestling shirt away and put the shirt and tie on and let's go. But you know what? Always a great cause, too. And they do such tremendous work. They got a lot of volunteers up there. They got the phone setting up already. So it should be a great night. And, yeah, Philadelphia Flyers and the Ottawa Senators here at the CTC. Game one for the 67s. And opening day in Major League Baseball. Doesn't get better than that. And we got tickets to give away every single hour. So, you were mentioning to me before, Graham, when we walked in, just that it doesn't matter what's going on in the world of professional sports. If a team's doing really well, if they're not doing really well, a debut in the National Hockey League of a youngster that has dreamed about it for a very long time is going to happen tonight. Tyler Cleven. Going to make his debut, and you know, I'm sure how nervous he is. We've gone through it a lot and watched it, but it never seems to get like any duller. It's always a special moment, and especially tonight with, you know, Shane Pinto and Jake Sanderson and guys that he knows that played at the same program as him. They're going to be so excited. All the guys in the room will be so excited for the debut of Tyler Cleven tonight.
And how about the guy that he was starstruck to see in a Claude Giroux? I know it's a special moment. Love it. Love every minute of that. Hopefully they get the win and we get taken behind the scenes even more with a goggles video. And I'm looking forward to and the Sens communication team, their content team does a great job with that stuff. So I'm sure there'll be something with Clevin's debut and the no bucket warm up hot lap, and then see how he looks in the game. Looking forward to it.
Good situation for him to come in, I think. Not a ton of pressure on the team. Florida, you know, as we were playing those Keith Tkachuk comments yesterday on the program about the way that Florida was so soft, and like, of course they're going to beat Toronto tonight. Like, I was driving home thinking, I don't know if Matthew put him up to this or not, but maybe a fire was lit. Certainly Paul Maurice on the bench last night was fired up. And the Panthers got a win. A much, much needed win in Toronto against the Leafs. That could be the vault that they need for the Florida Panthers down the stretch here to try and make the playoffs.
It's hilarious how the conversation can be 24 hours apart. Like yesterday, it's like, yeah, we understand that they're 3 points out, but they've lost four in a row. They're going into Toronto. Keith Tkachuk is. I don't know what Louis.
What are you saying to me?
Yeah, just, you guys want anything?
Oh yes, Steve. Whatever you got, bring it. Thank you. I know, but bring whatever.
Bring it. Whatever it is, bring it.
Just yes is the answer. Okay. See, Steve Lloyd comes into the studio, and first of all, he's looking for something, and you were helping. I have no idea what he's looking for.
Yeah, he lost his bag, or his bag was under the table.
Okay, so he's looking for it. That's good. And then all of a sudden, he's mouthing something, and I'm like,
it looks like what he's doing. We got to paint a picture. We're on the radio. Here.
Exactly.
It looks like he has like a hamburger in his hands, and he keeps bringing it up to his mouth, and he does it to me, then he does it to Lee, then he does it to me, then he does it to Lee, and it's like, are you telling us you're going to eat right now?
Are you bringing a buffet
into the burgers outside the room? Like I
just say it. Like just tell us what is it that you're trying to say, and then we'll move on. It's not like people don't come into the room before and screw around.
I was totally distracted. I couldn't tell you what we're talking about. I think it's sense related.
No.
Oh no, it's not. Florida Panthers.
81 points, 1 point back. They've played one more game than the Pittsburgh Penguins, but
and like. That's still a team where I'm not confident one night to the next, because you'll see a big win over a good opponent, and then you'll see them just go on a four-game losing streak or lose a game that they shouldn't, whatever. And I understand that happens in the NHL, but
yep.
I find it happens to them more often than not. But the conversation yesterday, not feeling them being able to track down a spot, but at the same time, the Penguins have limped to this position as well. And now all of a sudden with a big win in Toronto, the Panthers find themselves 1 point out of a playoff spot.
And the Penguins only have 27 wins in regulation this year as to Florida, who's got 31. That surprised me. That's a very low number for a team currently in a playoff spot. 27 regulation wins. It's the lowest of any team that's in a playoff spot or even close to a playoff spot in Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh does nothing easily. And, you know, for them, I don't have any confidence in Pittsburgh either. So I don't know.
Why not the Sens? Let's go on a 9-0 tear here to end the year.
Well, that would be great.
You already got one of those W's out of the way.
I said, look, I'm going to look at it. I'm not looking at it the one game at a time, Sister Jean. I am going to look at it. By the end of Sunday, come back at me with 83 points. You're at 77. You're playing Philadelphia tonight. You're playing the Leafs on Saturday. You can always get up for that game. Won't be the easiest game in the world to get up for, the Columbus game, because you're playing, by the time you finish the Leaf game, you're probably playing 20 hours later with a flight and rest and all that stuff, a 6 p.m. Sunday start in Columbus. But figure it out. Like, go out and win another game. Win three of four here, or three in four nights, I mean, and just see where you are Sunday. 83 points. And then we can start talking. Schedule gets a little bit more difficult after that, but it doesn't really matter what the difficulty of the schedule. Can't lose anymore. So, I don't care if the best team in the NHL, worst team in the NHL, can't lose. So figure it out tonight against Philadelphia and then move on. But we'll get a little bit of a boost with that Clevin stuff. And I think just the way that defense corps banged up, but some other guys moving into some spots. I heard the guys talking before. How much do you think Jake Sanderson's going to play? I think if they're even or they're ahead, maybe not all that much different. I think in the Thomas Chabot of like a year ago, if they're down a goal in the third period, I think Jake Sanderson's going to play a lot.
Yeah, I think he's going to play a lot too. He's their best defenseman. They're without Chabot and Chychrun. But the play of the rest of the blue line has obviously been encouraging. So you can help spread those minutes out as much as possible. We'll see how Clevin looks in his debut, not to put too much pressure on him or anything. And I don't imagine that the minutes would be too high, but hopefully if he's able to give you some good 50-50 shifts, you can count on him for chewing up some of those minutes. And yeah, I think in-game situation matters a lot in this one in terms of the minutes. But the good thing too is, last year, just to go back to your point, last year was Shabbat's minutes. Last year, this team had one power play unit. It was pretty good one. You could tell that they would have success in the future, but there just wasn't the depth to ice two quality units. Now they do. So Shabbat often would be having 2 minutes on a power play. Now you could give Sanderson a minute and enter Eric Brännström and Travis Hamonic.
You love Hamonic on the power play.
I just love the quotes coming from him and and DJ Smith.
Yeah, they're having fun with it.
And yeah, I don't know if you read Ian's piece that he put out there today in The Athletic. That was awesome. And just to hear or to read what Hamonic feels about this city and the group of teammates that he has in there was pretty cool. Just battling through the cracked Adam's apple in that Ranger game. Oh, how comfortable does that feel?
It feels like the worst thing ever. Not only just to have happened to you.
He plays for keeps, man.
But to play hockey. Like, if I cracked your Adam's apple right now, it would be like, oh my God. I go out and play a professional hockey game. Right? Like, but I get it. And I did read Ian's piece. It was a great piece on, you know, we learned that. But I do understand, like, Travis Hamonic probably really likes the group. And I don't know what's happened to him previously and, you know, reports out of Vancouver and he wasn't getting along with people or the team wasn't getting along. Doesn't matter. He's in a spot he likes now. And I think the team likes him as well. He feels like it's a connected group. But I think Travis Hamonic's a pretty smart guy, too, that can see, okay, they got Shabbat, and they got Chychrun, and they got all of these guys coming up. Is there going to be a spot for me?
I think there's room.
Well, and I think he's making the case right now. And I understand, like, him talking about the team and the city and all that stuff that way, that he wants there to be room for him. And I think there is, I would agree, but I think he's kind of making his case to, hey, I want to be a part of this. This is a pretty cool thing they got going on and I want to be a part of it. And that's kind of what I got after I read the piece was the cracked Adam's apple sticks out pretty good, but then it's okay. He's played well and I think he really wants to be a part of the group and he's kind of stating his case that, yeah, I want to be a part of this coming up. Speaking about being a part of it coming up, Matt Consmita is going to have your first look at traffic and weather. And then when he gets done with that, do you want tickets to go see the 67s and the Oshawa Generals on Sunday? If you do, call at 750-1200, star 1200 on the Bell Network. But what we're going to do is Matt's going to line up the calls and then going to put you on the air and then we're going to ask you a question. So we're not going to tell you what the question is before. We'll explain it to you when you get back. So line them up right now at 750-1200, star 1200 on the Bell Network. If you want to go see the Ottawa 67s and the Oshawa Generals coming up on Sunday afternoon at the Slush Puppy Center. Game number 2. Call now. Maybe you'll get on and maybe you'll get a trivia question right. I hope you do. It won't be that hard. We'll make it fairly easy for you. How about that? But I asked Graham the first one, and I didn't even know some of the answers. So we'll see. I'm trying to make it easy.
It's multiple choice, though.
Yes. Yeah, for sure you'll have a 1 in 3 shot. So take your chances. All right. Back with that and tee up a little bit of the baseball and a little bit of the hockey tonight. Leversage. Graham Creech. Matt Connors on the drive on TSN 1200.
The Drive continues on TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive. Leversage, Graham Creech from the CTC. Matt Connors-Vita back at 87 George Street in the market on a Senators game day here on TSN 1200. At 5 o'clock, the pregame, and 7 o'clock, the drop of the puck. Philadelphia and the Ottawa Senators. I think that time is right, Graham. On our pregame show and the drop of the puck here, the time that I said earlier that the Blue Jays played at 3, that's not correct. They played 4.
You got tricked by the hour-long pregame.
I did. I apologize. However,
happens sometimes.
Speaking about being tricked, we're not going to try and trick anybody. If you want tickets to go see the Ottawa 67s and the Oshawa Generals coming up on Sunday, game number two at the Slush Puppy Center. I'm going to ask you a little trivia. So we got some callers lined up, and let's welcome Matt to the program. Matt is first. Good afternoon, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Good. Are you at all interested in March Madness?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. We're not going to make this too difficult, but what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you that at the beginning of the tournament, Matt, there were five teams.
Okay.
I was just waiting to hear to make sure Matt's still there.
Yeah, I'm listening.
There's a lot of Tigers, there's a lot of Bulldogs, and there's a lot of Wildcats.
Yeah.
Okay? A lot of them going on in the tournament. So, I'm going to give you a school, and you're going to tell us if it's a Wildcat, a Tiger, or a Bulldog, okay?
Oh, I got this.
You got this?
I think so.
Okay, because if you do, everyone else on the line will be disappointed, but we're pulling for you.
And if you win, stay on the line.
Yes. Thank you, Graham. As Matt just told me, Matt, the producer, to tell Matt, the caller, make sure you stay on the line. And Matt will put you on hold, our producer, and get all of your information if you win.
Okay, well, I hope this isn't false confidence.
No. All right. Texas Southern. We're in the tournament. Are they a Wildcat, a Bulldog, or a Tiger?
They are a Wildcat.
They are not.
Tiger.
No, you don't get the second opportunity,
Matt. Like that try.
Sorry about that. Matt was really confident, but that's the way it goes. Texas Southern was a Tiger, but Matt didn't get it correct. So let's bring Cal on the air. Cal, how are you? Cal, you with us?
Uh-oh.
Okay, I don't hear Cal.
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Oh, Cal, at the last second, we almost hung up on you, Cal. Okay, March Madness, a lot of Wildcats, a lot of Bulldogs, a lot of Tigers. Going to give you a school, and you have to tell us if they're a Tiger, a Wildcat, or a Bulldog, okay?
Okay.
Princeton.
Wildcat.
No.
This was a good idea by you.
Sorry about that, Cal. Princeton, also a Tiger. You thought I was going to go away from the Tigers? Like, why would I do that? Right?
What we've learned from this, too, is more schools need to come up with different nicknames.
Oh, it's actually incredible.
That's why you got to appreciate teams like the South Carolina or TCU, Horned Frogs, Gamecocks. Nobody else has that.
There's a Golden Flashes in it. But let's continue with the contest. I think Andrew's up next. Andrew, welcome to the show. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good. Are you intimidated by the first two callers?
Nope. We're going to win.
Yeah. See, there you go. Okay. Tiger, Wildcat, or Bulldog? Memphis.
Bulldog.
No. Sorry, Andrew. One out of three. I thought with three people, like the odds would say one out of the first three would get it. That's unfortunate. Matt, now, I told Matt Conesvita back, he said, we won't need past three callers. I'm sure it'll be fine. Okay. Shane, welcome to the show, Shane. How are you?
Good. You?
Good. You probably thought I'm fourth in line. I'm never going to get the opportunity, but you're getting a chance to go to the 67s and the Oshawa Generals.
Yes, that's good. I'll answer that last one if you want.
No, you don't get that opportunity.
I like the headspace these callers are in, though.
Oh, they're ready to go.
I was stressing out about it being an OHL question, and then here you hit me from the blind side with this.
Well, you didn't have to call, Shane.
Like, I know. I'm ready for it.
Okay, let's go. Wildcat, Tiger, or Bulldog? Kansas State.
Wildcat.
Okay. There we go, Shane.
There we go.
Going to see the Ottawa 67s and the Oshawa Generals. Stay on the line.
I can handle that. I'll do that.
And Matt Consvita will take all your information. Hope you enjoy the game on Sunday afternoon. We will do this again before the end of the program. Graham.
You came up with this yesterday. We were trying to think of a way to give out the Sens tickets yesterday, and you had this idea, and then you're like, oh, no, I meant to do this for 67s. because it's the all-day giveaway. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know how this is going to work. Then you explained it to me again this when we – well, no, you expanded it.
Yeah.
You expanded how you were going to do it with the inclusion of Tigers,
Wildcats, and Bulldogs.
And Bulldogs.
Yeah.
And you hit me up with two, and I didn't get it. I got the third, though. I got the third. And, like, I think I follow college sports closer than most. Not that I know everything.
It's so
but
hard
I,
to know the names.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you that it might not be this exact same question, but it'll be name related.
Okay.
For March Madness coming up, like, in the next hour.
You're proud of yourself. And you should be.
No, I'm not proud of myself. I actually was hoping that there'd be, like, one wrong answer, but then, you know, somebody...
There's some texts coming in.
Well, let's get to them. Every time you laugh on this show, I'm like, there must be a couple of good texts coming in.
I think this is from Seaver. He didn't sign it, but I think I recognize the digits. Got any soccer questions for us, LOL?
See, that's not funny to me.
I think it's funny. I know where Steve's head's at with this one.
Yeah, but my head is never in soccer. Even sometimes when
either
AJ is talking about when AJ's talking about it, my head's not there either.
This is another texter says, greatest competition ever. Please keep doing this. It's very entertaining. Caleb is laughing at how confident Matt was, the first caller.
Oh, I appreciate confidence in people.
Yeah, no, I like that. And then I like that he guessed again before he even gave him an opportunity. He's like, Tigers. I did want to read this before we forget about it.
Okay.
But Schoon has texted in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Schoon says, hey, guys, I wanted to thank you for playing Eve of Uprise on the station yesterday. We truly appreciate what you did there. Everyone in the band says thank you. Music is worth living for, fellas. Go Sens Go. Cheers from Schoon. Who we got in a music chat yesterday, and Schoon sent us a YouTube link of his band's newest, and we played it.
He took his shot and got his song on the radio. It's pretty solid. Might be going into the 5 o'clock rotation. Work them in every couple of weeks. I enjoyed it.
This one's, I don't know if it's intended for you, but you can answer this, Lee, because it's your team that I think that you support. What the hell is a Nittany Lion?
That's
a good question.
That is a good question. Penn State. I do follow Penn State. Some Ottawa kids have gone there. Some of the Cowboys draft picks have been drafted from there, including Micah Parsons, who is a pretty good defensive player in the NFL. And I do appreciate why I started following Penn State, because truth be told, growing up, and not that we need to get into this, but growing up, my father, my grandfather, my uncle were fans of two guys as coaches. And those were Tom Landry and Bear Bryant. And, of course, Tom Landry with the Cowboys, Bear Bryant with the University of Alabama, the Crimson Tide. I love the Crimson Tide. That went away with Nick Saban for me. Like, it just was like, I can't do this anymore. And then I just stopped following.
It might be the first time I've heard someone say they stopped cheering for the team when they started winning.
Yeah, but it wasn't about winning or losing. It was just
I'm just joking around. But typically people become attached to teams when they're younger, when they start winning a lot.
Right.
Or when they're in their 20s and the Patriots win every year and then decide to cheer for them.
Good point by you. The reason, though, that I gravitated towards Penn State was, of course, they had some horrible things go on at that school. And some athletes and some coaches and stuff took it upon themselves not only to get a job there, but to change the entire culture of what it meant to be a Penn State Nittany Lion. Like, it was that team, that school, that name was in the trash. And I think it takes a lot of character to be able to sink yourself into something to say, I'm going to change what people think of this.
You've stalled long enough. I've got the winter stuff taken care of, and I've used the Google machine.
Nice.
So if I've turned my screen so that Lee couldn't see it.
Nittany Lion is a mountain lion or a cougar, and many say that the name Nittany
right,
comes from a Native American word meaning single mountain. Others say it's after a legendary Native American woman said to be from the area.
Okay, I did not know the history of what the word Nittany meant.
There's a mountain on the edge of Happy Valley called Mount Nittany.
Yep.
My favorite part of the Google search, like, I just simply typed in what is a Nittany lion, and it has that information as well. And there's four images, and one of them is the Tiger King.
Joe Exotic.
All right, we will take a break. Matt Collins, we have another look at your traffic and weather. We'll get back on track. That was a good segment, though.
Yeah, actually, there's even more. This other texter, great contest, almost as good as don't say yes or no. Caleb says quizzes are way better than just caller 12. I thought that was good.
I might have to get the old yes or no cow, the moo. So if somebody gets it wrong next hour, I can cow them before I cut them off. That was one of my favorite things. I used to listen to the yes or no game on my drive to Colonel By when I was in high school. And I'd sit in the parking lot until it was over and just be dying laughing at Tim Dunn playing the cow sound effect. That brings me back. I love the don't say yes or no game.
And I only brought this up because I was reading some stuff on how many teams were named Tigers and then found out that there was more. And it's just, like Graham said, we need some new names in college sports because there's...
Well, it's not going to happen.
There's way too many Tigers and Bulldogs and Wildcats. All right, take a break. Come back with more from the CTC. Lieber Sage, Graham Creech, and Matt Conisbeat on The Drive on TSN 1200.
Let's get back to The Drive on the home of the Sens, TSN 1200.
Welcome back to The Drive. Lieber Sage, Graham Creech. Here at the CTC, Matt Conisbeat back at 87 George Street in the market. Dave the Elevator Guy. Programming all the music today.
Have we got a hit yet? Have you liked any of the songs, Lee? This is the Electric Prunes with I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night.
Is it wrong for me to say Zamfir was my favorite so far?
Of course not. Zamfir is amazing.
That was my favorite easily.
Of three pretty bad choices.
We also had Jimmy Durant with Inka Dinka Doo going into the trivia, which I thought worked nicely going into trivia.
Inka Dinka Doo. Speaking of music, though, just the lineup here at the CTC coming up. Megadeth with Bullet for My Valentine on Tuesday, May the 9th. You got Avenged Sevenfold with Alexis on Fire Monday, July 24th. Rod Stewart on August 23rd.
You're just going to skip over A Boogie with a Hoodie?
I guess. I don't know who that is.
I don't really know their music either. I just noticed that you skipped it.
Well, because I just didn't know what it was. Smashing Pumpkins, September 3rd. Peter Gabriel, September 9th. The Chicks, September 15th. Morgan Wallen, September 21st. I'm not the biggest Andre Rieu fan, but I understand that people are. September 23rd, the Doobie Brothers, October 16th, and then Bruce Springsteen, November 18th, and Kiss, November 21st. It's a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
That doesn't include Blues Fest or...
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Collins Vita's already got tickets to the Pumpkins and Bruce Springsteen. Who would be the number one on your list, Graham, on all this?
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins, number one?
Or Springsteen. I wanted to go to Springsteen. I just didn't want to pay that much for tickets.
Yeah. I think Springsteen would be my number one as well.
Yeah, no, Springsteen would be number one over Pumpkins.
But
very close. I'd like to see both of them.
Avenged Sevenfold, Alexis on Fire would be number two for me.
That's when you'd bust out the RKO t-shirt.
It's a big week, WrestleMania week. I love how you lead into it all the time. Another edition of This Is Wrestling.
I like to pump.
You do. You do it well.
Your other products.
Matt Conisbeat putting it out. So we had a new edition Tuesday. Ton to talk. Talked more about it with Matt Robinson on the Tall Can Audio podcast. And we'll have another edition with like official predictions and what to look for coming out tomorrow.
How do you predict a script? You just read into what storylines you've been seeing?
What do you mean? How do you predict a script?
Like, I heard that they're going to be bringing
gambling
yeah. into, like, I don't know. That seems weird to me.
Why?
I know the general public doesn't know the outcome, but people do. Like, isn't there going to be dirty pool somewhere there?
Well, I guess for the people that are officially in charge of that kind of stuff, if they are, I think they'll be scrutinized quite heavily by the
yeah.
authority that would give them the license to be able to do that. And if they're caught, they will pay a very, 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 very big penalty. And I don't know whether that's worth risking, especially the WWE, that's a publicly traded company. You could lose your entire company if you were caught. So I understand what you're saying. Like, is it possible? But I always say back, this is my argument back, and I get what you're saying, that somebody knows the answer to what's going to happen. But
yeah.
But let's be honest. We were talking about directors before. When people bet on things at the Super Bowl, who's going to be shown first? This celebrity or that celebrity? Guess what? You know who knows the answer? The director of the Super Bowl.
What color is the Gatorade? Somebody knows that answer.
Right. So those are things, too, that aren't allowed to be made public.
That's a fair point.
And people can get in massive trouble. But I guess what I don't like about it, not to get too far off here on a tangent, what I don't like about it is that if, let's just say WrestleMania this weekend, the main event is Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. Okay? Sunday night. If it is so heavily bet on one way, and that was the way that they were going to go, they could change it at the very last second and kind of just...
That's crazy.
Do something about it. That's possible. So
don't think I'll ever dabble in the WWE gambling.
Oh, I will, because
I will not be.
That is something that I feel like I know more about.
Oh, and it's for
like,
sure.
If they want to go away from it and they want to screw everybody, okay, like I'll get burned on it, but I'll take my chances on knowing.
I'd like to know, like, this isn't a chirp or anything. I'd like to know what your predictions are, and I'd like to know how you do, just to see your level of expertise. I'd like to know Zach's as well.
Good thing you brought it up, because our pick'em pool is now out on social media. This is Wrestling on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And if you are interested in receiving a copy of all the picks, just send a quick DM. Zach will get back to you and give you the...
Or Steve or Sam.
Or Zach. Text at 1200.
Just going on to the quizzes that we had our last segment.
Mm-hmm.
The Prince has texted in. Quizzes? Sorry, I think there's a typo here. We need more quizzes and trivia. Here's one. Who else wore 43 for the Senators? I know this because I did this the other day, and he said, who else? Tyler Clevin's wearing it.
Yep.
I knew three of the four others.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're really good at this sort of stuff. Like, 43.
Two of them are, like, if you don't get it right, you'll probably be like, I knew that guy that wore that.
And, right.
And like,
one's really
significant
hard.
Enough of a name. One was here for one season. And another one. The one I didn't get.
Eris.
Okay. The most recent one, 2016.
Okay. I have no chance.
And he also wore another number.
No chance.
Ryan Dezingle.
Never would have got that.
You wouldn't have got that?
Nope.
Okay, I don't think you'll get 2011. This was a player that was originally drafted by the Sens, spent most of his career in Europe, looked pretty good at, I think it was the Vancouver Olympics. Yeah, it would have been 2010 Olympics. Oh, and then got a taste in...
Okay, don't know.
Roman Wick.
I would have got Ryan Dezingle before I would have got Roman Wick, and I would have never got Ryan Dezingle. So this one, I could have been here for
For a long time.
A month.
Yeah, so I got those two. I also got this next one.
You got Roman Wick?
Yeah. I remembered that he had that number. I
That's
don't know
incredible.
Why. This one I got. You should get this one. Yeah. He was a good pal of one of the best players to ever play here, Erik Karlsson. 2009 to 2010.
He was a good pal.
At least make a guess, Lee, so I can moo you if you're wrong.
You gotta make it. Okay, I'll give you another hint. This should give it away. He's a Dane.
Christoph Schubert?
Peter Regan.
Peter, how did I not get
Peter Regan? Yeah, I knew you'd be disappointed about that one.
Oh, so disappointing. Christoph Schubert's German.
It was a bad guess, but I'm not going to chirp you because I just wanted to play the moo.
Yeah.
That brings me back, man.
Oh, I never would have got Dezingle. I never would have got Wick. I'm disappointed in myself about Peter Regan.
I don't think you'll be disappointed about the other member. I didn't get this either. And I think he probably didn't play the most games, but was spread out over the longer time frame. He only played 10 games as a Senator, Serge Pierre.
Oh, I actually should have got that one the most.
Really?
Only because I
would have been guessing for days.
I had a good relationship, and after Serge probably moved on, I did some charity work with him and did some stuff with him and turned into an agent and a terrific guy. Just a terrific guy.
From Rockland.
Yeah.
I remember him. I don't even remember now knowing that he wore 43, that he did wear 43.
That's the one I should have got the most. Serge, if you're listening, I apologize. Hour two of The Drive. We'll get back into the Ottawa Senators and the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. And the Panthers with a big win last night over the Leafs. So the Flyers and the Sens tonight. Ottawa's got some ground to make up if they want to get back up into the playoff race that begins tonight. The Blue Jays will begin at 4 o'clock. Graham, not 3, 4. Opening day in the major leagues. And we'll give away some more tickets. Could be Senators tickets, could be 67s tickets. Game one of the Ottawa 67s playoff season begins tonight as well. You're listening to The Drive on TSN 1200.